In the headlines, the media fraternity plunged into mourning following the death of Alvin Toppin. The Queen Elizabeth Hospital is investigating a patient attack on a staff member this morning. West Indies head coach Darren Sammy addresses sexual assault allegations against one of his players ahead of the second test against Australia. And music mogul Sean P. Diddy Combs cleared of racketeering and sex trafficking charges, but still guilty on two other counts. Good evening. This is the lunchtime edition of The Latest. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Details up ahead. Alvin Toppin, the well-known DJ, insurance agent, and aspiring politician, has died at the age of 53. The announcer, who once worked at Starcom Network's Hot 95.3 FM, became synonymous with playing soca music, earning him the nickname Soca Superman. Starcom Network general manager Anthony Green described Toppin as creative and dedicated.
We at Starcom Network, and in particular Hot 95.3 FM, are deeply saddened by Alvin's passing. He was not just a talented DJ and regular voice on Hot 95 for many years, but he was definitely family. And in recent years, during Cropover, he brought an energy and authenticity that deeply connected with the Hot 95.3 FM listeners, not only here in Barbados, but across the diaspora. And he carried the title Soca Superman for many years. He was always honest and outspoken, yet respectful, known for his professionalism and charisma. And Alvin had the rare ability to move through different spaces with ease because he was very talented and had a vibrant personality. His presence in the entertainment community will be sorely missed, and his contributions to culture will be remembered for a long time. On behalf of all of us at Hot 95.3 FM and the wider Starcom Network family, we extend our deepest condolences to Alvin's loved ones, friends, and to the many who called him brother, colleague, and inspiration. Rest in peace.
That's Starcom Network Incorporated's general manager, Anthony Green. Well, Toppin, a former Harrisonian who was also a successful insurance agent at Guardian General. He was set to contest the next general election for the opposition Democratic Labour Party in the St. Lucie constituency. Opposition leader Ralph Thorne told Starcom Network News that Toppin showed great commitment.
Maybe at another time I will find my own words in tribute to my friend and colleague Alvin Toppin. But now I can only find the words of the poet. Dear comrade, if it must be, you speak no more with me, nor smile no more with me, nor march no more with me. Then let me take a patience and a calm, for even now the green leaf explodes, sun brightens stone, and all the river burns. Now from the morning vanguard moving on, dear comrade, I salute you and I say, death will not find us thinking that we die. Rest in peace, Alvin Toppin.
Opposition leader Ralph Thorne remembering the late Alvin Soca Superman Toppin. The Queen Elizabeth Hospital has confirmed that an isolated incident occurred in the early hours of this morning involving a female patient who attacked staff members with a concealed sharp object. Communications specialist Shane Seeley has more details.
Whilst the injuries sustained were not life-threatening, the staff involved and others present were understandably shaken by the event. Immediate medical attention and psychological support were offered to all affected personnel. The matter is being reviewed by hospital management in collaboration with the Barbados Police Service, and the QEH is providing full support to ensure all aspects of the incident are understood. Our Chief Executive Officer, Neil Clark, says, and I quote, "We take this matter extremely seriously. The safety and well-being of our staff, patients, and visitors is always our top priority."
QEH Communications Specialist Shane Seeley in the lunchtime edition. West Indies head coach Darren Sammy says he will not be drawn into discussions about allegations that one of his players is facing rape charges. For the past week, a Guyanese attorney has accused the local director of public prosecutions of failing to address claims that a Guyanese and West Indies cricketer sexually assaulted his client. Since then, 10 more accused victims have come forward. Cricket West Indies has yet to comment on the matter. Speaking to reporters in Grenada, where the West Indies are preparing to face Australia in the second test tomorrow, Sammy said the issue should be put to rest for now.
We live in a world today where, you know, so many things come out, you know. But one thing I know, my mom always says, you know, you got to go through the right channels. Hearsay or allegations is just allegations, you know, until the process is completed.
That's West Indies head coach Darren Sammy. Restoration work on the Bridgetown Fisheries breakwater is now at an advanced stage following an injection of $15 million and the appointment of a dockmaster, a first in the island's history. During an official tour earlier today, dockmaster McAndrew Otley described the work as extensive and said it would deliver benefits across multiple levels of the sector.
This will establish a transparent fee structure based on vessel size and type, use collected fees and funds to improve infrastructure, waste management and security, assign personnel for the monitoring of the process and ensure compliance, and to implement a ticketing or penalty system for violations. The expected outcomes are improved organization and safety within the harbor facility, sustainable revenue stream for harbor maintenance, increased accountability and equitable access for all users.
Mr. Otley has been appointed following the devastating impact of Hurricane Beryl last year, which saw hundreds of boats being damaged, and his role includes the removal of boats in the event of future storms and hurricanes. Sean P. Diddy Combs was acquitted today of sex trafficking and racketeering charges, but convicted of transportation to engage in prostitution after an 8-week federal trial. A jury in Manhattan found Mr. Combs, age 55, not guilty of the most serious charges against him. Prosecutors had accused the famed producer of coercing with two former girlfriends, Cassandra Ventura and another woman who testified as Jane, into unwanted sex with male prostitutes aided by a team of employees. Having been found not guilty on those counts, he was found guilty on transportation to engage in prostitution on two counts. He still could face 10 years in prison for both counts if indeed he is sentenced by the judge. Our top stories. The media fraternity plunged into mourning following the death of Alvin Toppin. The Queen Elizabeth Hospital is investigating a patient attack on a staff member this morning. West Indies head coach Darren Sammy addresses sexual assault allegations against one of his players ahead of the second test. And music mogul Sean P. Diddy Combs cleared of racketeering and sex trafficking charges, but still found guilty on two other counts. This has been the lunchtime edition of the latest on Starcom Network. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net, WhatsApp, add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news, and like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.